This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, continuing the study which we began last time of the barren fig tree in regard to the parable spoken by Jesus in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9. And I want to read it again today, beginning with verse 6. If you have your Bible, turn and read with me. And he spake this parable: A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit thereon, and found none. And he said unto the vine dresser, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why doth it also cumber the ground? And he, answering, saith unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit thenceforth, well, but if not, thou shalt cut it down. Last time I pointed out some facts about the tree, that is, the tree in the parable. First of all, we learn that it was there on purpose. It had been planted. It had been planted by the owner of the vineyard. Now, these things are to tell us something about God and his relationship to man. Secondly, this tree had been planted in a place of privilege, that is, in the vineyard. It wasn't just growing out in the wilds, out in the woods of the forest. Third, it was expected to bear fruit. In the case of the tree, it was expected to bear figs. In the case of human beings, we are expected to bear a beautiful character, one that is gainful, one that leads men to Christ, one that honors God, one that leads men to salvation. In the fourth place, we learn about the tree that it bore no fruit. It had failed to fulfill the purpose for which it had been planted. And in the same way, as we closed our study last time, we pointed out that men and women who do not tell others of Jesus Christ and who do not build him into their own characters fail in the purpose for which they have been planted in this world. Now, there's one other thing about this tree to which I wish to call your attention today, and that is the matter of intercession. Notice that the man, the vine dresser, made intercession by saying, Let me dig about it and fertilize it, and then if it doesn't bear fruit, then you may cut it down. Now, in the same way, there is intercession made for us on the part of God by the sending of His Son. That marvelous golden text of the Bible, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And John 1, verse 14, where it tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, Have this mind in you which also was in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself. Notice, Christ came into the world. He left heaven with all that heaven means to give his life for us. And so you see, there is intercession. And as Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one mediator between God and man, himself man, even Christ Jesus. So we have looked at some facts about the tree. Now let's note, in the second place, the second main point of our study, the results of that failure. Because the tree did not bear fruit, it was useless.